It's a contentious dispute that shows no sign of being resolved. It's now nearly 2 years since the Parades Commission barred the return leg of an Orange Order parade in North Belfast. A protest to get Orange men up the road has been going on for nearly as long. Police costs are huge. Another 12th is fast approaching, so what can be done? Well, the Orange Order has commissioned an independent review. It'll be headed by Dr. James Dingley of the Francis Hutchison Institute. Dr. Dingley, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What exactly will this review do?
Well, first of all, we aim to thoroughly go through all the previous documentation of what's happened, who's done what, where, when and how, and see if we can establish a trail, see if we can find any faults that might have been missed. And secondly, we wish to talk to all the participants, the aim being to see if we can identify possible ways forward, to see if we can identify things that have been missed. You know, sometimes a fresh pair of eyes, an outsider's view of things, can often help. You can often see things that other people can't see.
What is independent about this review, Dr. Dingley, if the Orange Order has commissioned it?
That is a very good question. And we've, in the Francis Hutchison Institute, have made it very, very clear that we will be conducting our review according to our standards. We will have people involved from both sides of the community. And we will pull no punches. If we have to be critical of the Orange Order, we will be critical.
But they're paying for it, aren't they?
They are indeed paying for it. And what they do with the review, once we have given it to them, is up to them. I hope, I'm assuming, they will publish it. And they've certainly intimated that that's what they will be doing, is making it open. But I can't speak for them on that. As I say, it's independent. And we are going to work to accepted international criteria and standards.
It's all about perception, though, isn't it?
And when a lot of it is. It's about perception. And very importantly, because in Northern Ireland, it is a very divided society. Let's not beat about the bush there. It's a very divided society. And people see the same thing totally differently. I mean, you know, you could get both sides to witness to a car crash, and they'll even tell you different colours of the car, quite genuinely.
I raise the issue of perception because I'm sure that this must be, well, could be a mistake, or maybe your website's outdated. I don't know. But I was looking through the makeup of the Francis Hutchison Institute, and I came across the Director of Communication and Political Consultant for your institute, who is undertaking this review, Lord Laird, one of the most prominent Orange men in the country.
Indeed, that's probably why the Orange Order maybe approached us. But he's having absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with this review.
But he's on the board.
He is on the board. Listen, we have Catholics in the Institute.
But he's a political consultant.
We have Presbyterians, we have Anglicans. You know, it's... And if somebody's got a personal involvement or something like that, then they're completely offside.
But he is a political consultant.
Yes,
and he's a director of communication. So once the results of this review are to be published, you turn to your director of communication, who's one of the most prominent Orange men in the country. Yep. What is independent about this?
He will not be having anything whatsoever to do with the review, nor with its public publicity, because, as I say, we will be doing the review. We will then be handing it over to the Orange Order. Now, would the Orange Order then do with it? Okay, you must address the Orange Order.
Sure, but Dr. Dingley, did you not just say that the reason the Orange Order chose you, the Institute, to do this was because of Lord Laird's involvement with the board?
No, I said that was presumably a reason, but we've run so many events over the last 15 years at Stormont, in Parliament, at Westminster, we've done quite a bit of publication. We're fairly well known, and we've always made a point whenever we run an event, we invite political representatives from every party. Every elected representative at Stormont, at Westminster, gets invited, and we've had different people sponsor our events from both sides.
But there's no tender for this. It was handpicked.
Not that I'm aware of. Again, you know, you would have to ask the Orange Order.
You see, I'll just make this final point, and then we'll move on this issue. You see, again, the perception of independence. I'm not questioning your independence. I'm pointing out the perception of independence. So the Orange Order, you think a factor in the Orange Order choosing your institute was the fact that one of their men, Lord Laird, happens to be on the board. And then what is Lord Laird's role on the board? He's the Director of Communication and Political Consultant. Yeah. And then what are you doing? You're looking into whether the Orange Order have behaved properly and whether there's any lessons to be learned.
As I said, it was may well have been a factor. I don't know. But certainly we've invited everybody to events. We have a Roman Catholic, an Ulster Roman Catholic, involved and directly involved in carrying out this review. As well as myself, who's a complete outsider from Northern Ireland. I don't come from here. I have no family connections with Northern Ireland. We pursue the principles of Francis Hutcheson, which, if you know anything about Francis Hutcheson, he is the father of the Enlightenment. His fundamental principles were objectivity, science, rationality, and those are the basic criteria on which the modern world are founded.
Okay, well, let's move on.
Modern democracies.
What are you going to do if no one from the nationalist community cooperates with you?
That's a good question. We can't make them. Obviously, we can't make them. We're approaching everybody. We want to speak to everybody. We particularly want to hear from the nationalist community because, obviously, they're major participants. We want them to talk to us. I've been in Northern Ireland long enough to know that perception is very important and that the two different communities can quite genuinely hold totally different views on exactly the same thing. They can see exactly the same thing totally differently. And it's not deliberate. It's a product of long periods of isolation, separate cultural development. So that's why we want to talk to everybody.
Yeah, Sinn Féin have called this a stunt.
You'd have to take that to the Orange Order rather than to me. I'm carrying out an independent review. I'm trying to make it as independent as possible by having representatives of both communities on board and by wanting to talk to everybody and talk to everybody directly.
And when, Dr. Dingley, would the report be published?
We're hoping to submit a report or a review, whatever you want to call it, to the order at the beginning of June.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks very much for coming on this morning. Really appreciate it.